time. They were not going quite in order today. The first case we'll be calling is case number 921-867. The appellant here. Is the appellant here in case number 21-867?
Yes, he is.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, counsel. Can you please identify yourself for the record?
Good morning. My name is Cynthia Isales. I represent the commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection in this denial hearing, and my witness is Sergeant Brianna Maurice of the Connecticut State Police.
He's reportedly a felony out of Tennessee.
Okay. Counsel, I understand the record indicates there is a felony conviction on the appellant's record. Is that correct?
So there is a felony conviction now. As we look back, the conviction was a misdemeanor at the time.
It was what?
A misdemeanor at the time.
Oh. How does that happen?
Law change.
So you can turn a misdemeanor into a felony after the fact?
Which one was the misdemeanor?
Misdemeanor.
I believe they were both misdemeanors.
They are both considered misdemeanors. Yeah, they were misdemeanors at the time of the arrest, but if you were to have been arrested today, they are now felonies.
Assault second was a misdemeanor?
It's an aggravated assault.
In a different state.
But at the time of his conviction, it was a misdemeanor.
Correct. So on the record, it's a misdemeanor. Correct.
Okay.
So what do you want to do?
We're going to go forward on the merits of the case.
All right, perfect. All right, would you like to make an opening statement?
I would. We are here today because the appellant's pistol permit was denied by the state. Based on suitability grounds, we will present evidence that the appellant was untruthful in his permit application to Bristol, as well as in his appellant questionnaire submitted to his board.
Thank you, counsel. Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
As far as the case was concerned?
Yeah, just would you like to tell us kind of briefly what your rebuttal to the...
All of this happened back in 71, 73, whatever. It wasn't to me. I was picked up, questioned. I tried to get in touch with one of the arresting officers, Officer Cody Williams. He don't have no record, no remembrance of the case back in Tennessee. I was picked up due to, I always worked my whole life. I was working since I was like 19 years old. Social Security was taken out of my pay. You can check that. Back in 66, which I was 11. And I was just accused because I always had money. And they just picked me up thinking. And I was, proving that it wasn't me. If I could get in touch with Napoleon Williams, he can attest to that.
Thank you, sir. Counsel, you may proceed with your case.
Yes, so my first witness is Sergeant Maurice. Sergeant Maurice, would you please state and spell your name?
Sure. Sergeant Brianna Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E.
And where are you currently employed?
The Connecticut State Police Special Licensing and Firearms Unit.
And how long have you been employed with the Connecticut State Police?
Approximately 17 years.
Okay, and as part of your current assignment with the Licensing and Firearms Unit, do you receive and review applications for firearms permits?
That is correct.
And what is the process once such an application is received in your unit?
So typically, a person will be arriving in our unit with a temporary permit that has been issued by the town. At that time, we will rerun their background to check for anything that may have occurred since the time of issuance to the time that they show up at our window, because there is a 60-day time period that they have to come forward. We recheck the background to make sure that obviously the local police department didn't miss anything. As long as everything is clear, we will issue the state permit, which is good for 5 years.
Okay, and was that the process that you followed with the appellant?
About halfway through that process, yes.
Explain to the board what was it that you did for purposes of the appellant?
There's a quarry down the street and they blast. Sorry about that. The appellant showed up with a temporary permit issued by the Bristol Police Department. When we ran his criminal history, we saw two convictions out of the state of Tennessee. One from February of 1973 was the arrest, and the second was from April 25th of 1973. So the appellant's permit was temporarily denied while we researched the convictions, which did take a very substantial amount of time due to the date of the arrest being 1973.
When you say you researched his conviction, what steps did you take?
First, I contacted the police department that affected the arrest to see if they had any documentation, which due to the age, they did not. They had purged it. I then contacted the Bureau of Identification for the state of Tennessee, who was able to provide me with one of the two fingerprint cards. They were unaware of where the second one was.
Okay, and what did you do next?
I took that fingerprint card that was provided to me by the state of Tennessee for that arrest, and I brought it across the hall to our fingerprint identification unit, where they compared it to the set of fingerprints that was taken for the application for the pistol permit.
Okay, and what did that confirm for you?
It confirmed at least four of the fingerprints. Due to the age and degradation of the fingerprint cards, the analyst was only able to confirm that four of the 10 fingerprints were in fact a match to the pistol permit fingerprint card.
Okay, and so did that also confirm that the appellant had been convicted of a misdemeanor in Tennessee?
It confirmed that he was convicted of the charge that was on his rap sheet, which did not have a disposition at the time. While doing my research, I learned that the disposition currently would have been a felony, but obviously I was not able to determine from my research about what the severity of that crime was in 1973. So I contacted the state of Tennessee again, and they confirmed that both convictions were in fact misdemeanors.
Okay, and would that be considered an automatic disqualifier?
That is not an automatic disqualifier.
Okay, and even though you know it's not an automatic disqualifier, you still chose to deny his state permit?
Correct.
And why is that?
I was concerned about his suitability and his statements made in the questionnaire, specifically the one, question number 19, where it states for the appellant to indicate any additional facts that would support his case, in which he stated, and I will quote from his writing, I went to state police to receive my permit and I was told I could not due to an incident in 1973. This is an incident that I did not commit and I was not convicted of. I have not been in any trouble or convicted over 48 years. Not only did he have Tennessee convictions, but he did also have misdemeanor convictions in the state of Connecticut in the 1980s.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you, counsel. Sir, do you have any cross-examination of the witness, meaning do you have any questions for the sergeant based on what she just testified to? Okay, does the board have any questions? Okay, seeing none, any other witnesses today, counsel? Okay, sir, you may tell us anything else you'd like us to know.
Is it like the handwriting is on the wall?
I'm sorry.
Can you speak up a little bit, sir?
Like the handwriting is on the wall. Back in 73, it's the same thing. It was like, if you were suspected or you get picked up, you did it. Until you're proven that you didn't do it, but it seemed like down in Tennessee, they never cleaned the record. It was proven back in Tennessee, it wasn't me, that whatever crime they're trying to say that it was committed. Back then, I had, in the Jewish community, they spoke up for me, proved why I was getting money. I was working at Central Drugstore back in 71 for Dr. Sharp, and also I worked for the Levine's Corporation. But
counsel, do you have questions for the appellant?
I'm going to pass.
Does the board have any questions for the appellant? Attorney Sinetti?
Did you plead guilty to any of these charges?
No, I didn't.
You pled not guilty?
Not guilty.
And you were still convicted?
In Tennessee, back in the 70s, yeah. So that's the way it was.
So did you go to a trial? Was there a trial with a jury or?
No, I didn't.
Were you aware there were convictions?
No, I wasn't.
Other questions by the board?
What are you doing now, sir, for work?
I retired. I'm a retired carpenter. I've been checked out through Homeland Security. I don't work in government properties. I even worked in this building back in the 80s.
How long have you lived in Connecticut?
Since 73.
Okay, so you moved up from Tennessee.
Yes.
Okay. And any arrests since like 1990 in Connecticut?
No.
And what were the opinion?
I had a speeding ticket.
That's
considered as an arrest.
No. So Counsel for State Police mentioned there was an issue. You had a misdemeanor arrest or conviction in the 80s, which, again, over 30 years ago. What was that for, if you recall?
I don't remember.
Okay. Sergeant, do you remember?
I don't remember off the top of my head. 1981 was a larceny 4. That was a $25 fine. 1980 was a breach of peace. That was a $150 fine. 1975 was an unemployment fraud misdemeanor, probation 1 year.
Well, I'm sorry.
That unemployment fraud is like used to give you the big book.
Yep.
And I turned it in. They sent me a check, and it was only one check if you check. I cashed the check. Police officers came. And they said, don't worry about it because it's a lot of that's been going on. I gave the money back. It's not like I went down and said, hey, you know.
So the last one, Sergeant, was 81, 82?
Correct. 3-6-1981.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions by the board, Chief?
Sir, do you understand that the denial is not necessarily what happened 30, 40 years ago? It's what happened during the pistol permit process by not disclosing on the application, apparently, and also to the SLFU. We're talking about the current, not non-disclosure, not the behavior back in 73. Do you understand that?
Somewhat.
Okay. Did I state that correctly?
Correct.
That's the basis for the denial, that they didn't disclose multiple arrests and multiple convictions. And looking at your appellant questionnaire for the board, that is also one. You didn't, after you've been confronted with that by SLFU, you still didn't disclose it. And I think that's what we're dealing with today, okay? Do you understand that?
If you feel as though you're innocent.
Well, it's a matter of what's on your record is what matters, not how you feel, whether you were wrongly accused or convicted, maybe, but the record still shows that you have those convictions.
Other questions by the board?
So this case is the issue was from Bristol, correct? And they approved
his temporary
permit. And then in a background check after there was found records that weren't submitted.
That's correct, because the name on the conviction from Tennessee was not his first name but his middle name. And so I'm assuming that the Bristol Police Department believed it probably was not him because it was not his specific name on the rap sheet. That's why, also why we went to fingerprint. I left that part out, my apologies. Did I? Okay, good.
Other questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses? Would you like to make a closing statement? Counsel, would you like to make a closing statement?
I have no closing statement.
Okay, a brief factual.
This is a state denial. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant had at least, it looks like, two arresting convictions in 1973 from the state of Tennessee, and then several misdemeanors in the late 70s and early 80s in Connecticut that the appellant failed to disclose.
Comments by the board.
I would just note that 30 years have passed, and the issue is really non-disclosure of misdemeanors from the latest was the 80s?
81, 82.
Early 80s.
Is that 40 years?
40 years.
40 years ago. And there's, is there any, a statement, no record since, no criminal activity, arrest?
That's correct. The appellant was correct, yes.
For 40 years. Thank you.
Other comments?
I just want to say, as an issue of authority, it's really important that appellants or that applicants are accurate and truthful on their applications. Had that happened in this case, we probably wouldn't be here today, maybe.
And the state had to do a lot of work to clear up what was a haze. Like, much like the sky today.
Not better after that explosion.
No doubt.
All right. Chief Rosenzweig. Ms. Johnson. Colonel Overturf.
I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. Thank you all.
Thank you.